the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender from the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Moon Doggies, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the entire football season. This segment of the Sean Pender Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender. Coach, what a difference a week makes. We go out and we don't do so well the first week, but we come back last Thursday night and we beat Cook County 53-7. Your thoughts about the contest?
Well,
check. I should have done that earlier.
It's amazing what
you can do when you eliminate turnovers. You know, we had a lot of turnovers in our first game. We had 5 turnovers, and that obviously made a huge impact in the outcome of the game in the first one. This time, we didn't turn the ball over. We executed extremely well, and we were able to score multiple times with really quick strikes.
Coach, we got a hurricane staring at us in the Atlantic, maybe coming up the coast here. Weather delays. I've termed the phrase all-weather pirates now for this football team. Has this been the craziest weather season you've ever seen so far?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, we've always had a couple scares, but typically we're usually able to get our games in on Friday nights. However, this year it's a little different. I haven't been able to play a Friday night game yet.
And the jury's still out on this Friday, by the way, so let's send a lot of prayers up. Jamarius Stevens, coach, 10 for 12, 306 yards and 6 touchdowns, scored on a 4-yard touchdown run. Talk a little bit about his play. He was probably, may have been the player of the week in the state of Georgia, who knows. He had to be up there considered for the entire Georgia High School Association. Talk a little bit about his play last Friday.
Jamarius did a phenomenal job. He was able, you know, we looked at a lot of game film over the week, and we sat there and we studied the defense, and they did exactly what we thought they were going to do, and they were going to be very vulnerable to the big play as long as we executed it correctly. And we did. We executed it right. We made the right reads. We're able to hit the open receiver, and then the receivers did a great job. Even when they weren't open, they threw it. They caught the ball and did a really good job there. So I'm very proud of the way the whole team played. But Jamarius, he was the junior out there on the field, and he's the one that had to make it work, and he did.
Coach, you mentioned the receivers blocking. That's something that I've seen, a 100% improvement from 2016 to 2017. Talk a little bit about how you stress blocking at the wide receiver position.
Well, we stress blocking in all the positions, regardless if you're an offensive lineman, back, or a wide receiver. But you know, those guys get the glory, and to get the glory, you gotta get the block, and you gotta get the protection. They understand that, and so they want to pay it back. And we want to have a little bit of an attitude when we're out there. That's not a have to thing; it's a get to thing. If you go down and block somebody, and it's about just having that attitude installed in them.
Coach, 29 offensive plays in the contest. We had 404 total yards. Only played 27 minutes due to the weather delays and some other circumstances around the game. 29 plays, 404 total yards. You had to be pleased with that.
Yeah, you don't get much better than that. The execution was right on point, so I'm very proud of it. Hopefully we can do that again this week, if we get to play on Friday.
Passing offense, Coach, you have talked a lot about passing the football to set up the run. 324 yards passing, 287 the week before, so the passing offense is clicking pretty well. Can it get better?
Oh, of course. There's always room for improvement. You can get it better. I'm pleased with the way they're going. And, you know, Running the football, we're not bad at that either. We haven't put up the big yardage yet, but we really haven't had the opportunity to. But we're averaging over 4 yards a carry running the football as well. But passing right now, teams are wanting to try to take away the run and not taking away the pass. So until they take away the pass, we're going to continue to get big plays.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, Alonzo Brown, 2 catches, 107 yards, a 68-yard touchdown on the first play of scrimmage. Talk about his development as a receiver, and he's a big play guy so far in 2017.
Oh, yeah. Last year, he was the backup quarterback, and I think lined up a receiver and caught one ball for 6 yards. And I wasn't here during that time period, but since I've gotten here, that kid has worked his tail off. He's doing a good job. He has a lot of confidence in himself, and he knows the entire offense. So we can line him up anywhere that we need to line him up at, and he knows how to be successful. And I'm very proud of his performance.
Coach, Jalen Jackson kind of had a coming out party on offense this past Thursday night. 3 touches for 99 yards and 3 touchdowns. Every time he touched the ball, he scored a touchdown, right?
Every time he touched it in the passing game this time.
I mean, wow.
Over the summer, his first time we put him at the receiver's position, he had 4 catches and 4 touchdowns in an OTA. So he's just repeating what he did in practice over the summer. We know he's a very dynamic player on both sides of the football. He's a very special athlete. He's been getting a lot of Division I looks at the safety level, and now they're going to see the dang, he can play receiver too.
Coach, you probably have some members of your coaching staff probably lobbying for Mr. Jackson's time, so you're the head man, so you make the final call, right?
I do, and the defense, he's got to play on the defensive side of the ball. It's just right now on the offensive side of the ball, we're banged up, and he knows how to play that. He's dynamic in that aspect. Even when we get healthy, he'll still continue to play on the offensive side of the ball. But if we are going to rest him, it will not be on special teams, and it will not be on defense. It'll be on offense. I told him, if you want to keep making plays, you got to get in shape.
And he can make them. Coach, 2 weeks in a row, we've had 400 yards of total offense. That speaks volume. Somebody's got to be blocking for somebody to get 400 yards of offense. Talk a little bit about the development of your offensive line and the strides they've made so far this year.
Well, they do a tremendous job, especially in pass blocking, but they're just going to keep getting better. We now have Ramsey back in the mix, and that's just going to create more competition amongst the offensive linemen. It's going to get them more depth. We were hurting at the depth position there, but now with Ramsey back, we're going to have 6 or 7 offensive linemen that could rotate in and out, and we don't miss a beat. So I'm very proud of their performance. Coach Garrett Grady, he's our offensive coordinator, does a tremendous job with those guys, and they are definitely one of the most, if not the most prepared group that we have.
Coach, before we go on our first break, talk a little bit about, we come out up 47-7 at half, we come out, we immediately throw a touchdown pass, and the game's over. Talk a little bit about how that whole situation evolved real quick.
Well, we told the JV they would get their opportunity to play, and I wanted to keep the same exact offensive game plan that we did, and I want to see if the JV can execute it. Next year, KJ, he's going to end up being the main the quarterback that's projected. He's only a freshman right now, so I wanted to put him out there swinging the football. I didn't want him just to hand it off to run the clock. I actually want to see what he can do in a varsity level long game.
Well, that pass he threw looked like he'd been in varsity for quite some time. That was a nice throw and a nice catch.
Oh, yeah, it was a nice throw. KJ, a situation that we looked, he made the correct read. It was a single receiver press on that side, and that guy had a vertical, and he did what he was supposed to do and circled the receiver, and it worked out in our favor.
When we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit about the defense and our special teams. So we'll be back live at Moondoggy. So more to come on the Sean Pender Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moondoggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. online at moondoggiespizza.com, and let's go Pirates!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location for Moondoggies. This segment brought to you by Moondoggies, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Barber's Body Shop, and Coastal Pines Technical College. Coach, our defense is really, really fast. Is this the fastest defense you ever coached?
Yes, they are the fastest defense. Now, Coach Mateer and I were discussing that, because last week I was talking about them being the fastest linebacker course. Yeah, I believe they are. And Mateer said, well, I'm not sure, because in Cordele, we had a really fast linebacker core too. That group went on and did really well in college. So this group here is still in high school, but I know this group should go on and do well in college as well.
Sherrod Fraser, Coach, I think he had 10 or 12 tackles last Friday night, and he was flying all over the field. And we commented one time when they tried to run an option to the sideline, the Cook sideline. Sherrod came from one side of the field and made up some ground pretty quick.
Oh, he did. Another play that he made that was spectacular was they ran a counter to the other side of the field, and he cut through, and he made the play from the backside. Well, you can't account for that in your blocking scheme. And the things that he can do are things that you just don't coach. He has an instinct for the ball. He knows how to get there. When he gets there like he hates you. You know, and that's what you love about that kid. And then when you talk to him, you don't think he had a good game. He got player of the week for us for defense. And the kid don't think he had a good game. We think he did phenomenal.
Well, when I see him, I'm going to tell him he didn't play well. So maybe he'll be mad on Friday. Coach, 108 total yards, 59 pass yards, 49 rushing yards. Most of the pass yards came on one play. When anytime you hold a team to around 100 yards of total offense, you got to be pleased, especially after the week before where we got pushed around a little bit in the run game.
Oh, definitely. And yeah, this team here, they run a single wing, and they were they're very good in the run game, to be honest with you, but we had a good game plan for them, and we were just a little bit more physical than they were. And that starts with our D-line. We give our linebackers all the credit. We always talk about them, but our D-line really stepped it up from the week before. The week before, they got pushed around, got manhandled a little bit, and they took it out on Cook County. They didn't get manhandled this time. They controlled the line of scrimmage, which allowed our linebackers to do what they do well, and that's to make plays.
You're listening to the Sean Pender Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach's secondary, we played two games now and people haven't passed a whole lot on us. They're trying to run the ball, but I've noticed that some of these guys come up and run support, like Aubrey Williams and Alfonso Quince. These guys come up and they tackle like their linebackers, or they try to anyway. Talk a little bit about the development of your secondary and how they're improving from week to week.
Well, it's coming along. They haven't been really tested yet. They're about to be tested, Friday night, Wayne County. Again, if you get a chance to play them. They're very good in the passing game, and they will definitely test our defensive backs and see where they're at. And we'll know where they're at after this game, especially these next 2 weeks. We got Wayne, and then we have Camden. Both teams are very efficient in the passing game.
Coach, I know you were frustrated after the Coffee game with the 5 turnovers. We work on ball security every day in practice. Cook County, 0 turnovers. You have to be pleased with that.
I am. We did put the ball on the ground one time, but we were able to recover it. A little frustrated with today's practice, however. We have situations we were doing. We're trying to run the clock out, being up, and then if the defense stops, it's one first ones. If the defense stops you, you got to turn around, and then it's your two-minute drill that you run. And we were in the part where we're trying to run the clock out, and we had a good run. It would have been our second first down with the drive, and we fumbled the football. So, yeah, and it was a different guy this time. Last time we did it, we fumbled the football as well. And so we are, you know, stressing it, but that poor kid probably did about 100 up-downs today.
Coach, you talked about your defensive line a couple of minutes ago. Probably the most unheralded group on the team right now. We got all these linebackers. We got some players in the secondary. Talk about individually some of the players on the defensive line and how they're getting better. We're kind of undersized a little bit, but, you know, in pads, some of these guys look pretty good size. They're decent size, not, you know, 300 pounders, but good high school size on the defensive line.
I want to talk about Jagarion Marcus.
He's
a name that you don't hear because he's more of a hybrid type. You know, he was a linebacker last year. This year in our scheme, we play him a lot on the defensive line. And sometimes he's on the D-line. Sometimes he's that linebacker. He rotates back and forth. But that kid has done a tremendous job. And I'm, you know, very pleased with his performance. And Jameer Brown has a broken hand. He's playing that little club on his hand. And you wouldn't have noticed it on last Thursday, the way he played.
George Mincy ran down a punt return, the punter on a fake punt, a hustle punt. I've never seen George move that fast, by the way, but he got out there and saved the first down.
Yeah, George is a very dynamic player when he is dialed in. When he's dialed in and doing what he's supposed to do, he does a good job. The trick is you got to keep him dialed in. That's something that he earned a nickname called Wrong Way George for a reason.
Wrong Way George.
So we got to get that right. And once we get him dialed in, he is a very dynamic player.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about our special teams, and we'll get into talking about Ware County. And then we'll talk a little bit about some college football picks coming up this weekend, some pretty good games on the schedule. So you're listening to the Sean Pender Show. We'll be right back to Coach Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. These words from our sponsors.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With 2 locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, 912-264-9747, or online at airadjusters.com.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Moondoggies. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Air Adjusters, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, our special teams, we kicked the ball off a lot. And I made a comment recently about, you know, Nick Saban. I was watching the Alabama game the other day, and he has his best players on special teams. And I noticed the same with you last Thursday night. You have, like, Sherron Frazier, Sean Ward, who went down there and WWE body slammed somebody on a kickoff return. Had me fired up. I did on the radio. I got to watch myself and that kind of stuff. But special teams, we kickoff coverage looked pretty good, except for that one time they had a long kickoff return. Talk a little bit about special teams and the improvement strides we're making there.
Well, the kickoff team in particular got better, but you can't help but get better when you get that many reps. I believe they ran down like 8 or 9 times during the game, and that's pretty tough to do. But however, yeah, we have a majority of our better players. Our starters will be on special teams. We really believe that you can lose and win games when special teams play. And we definitely don't want to be one of those teams that lose games because we have players taking off.
Coach Dalton Thrift, kickoffs relatively deep, around the 9, 10, 11-yard line. Is that something you've been working on in practice, and it's a big improvement from last year?
Yes, the kids work real hard. He's trying to get better. And, you know, every day he's working on kickoffs. He's working on his onside kicks. He's working on his field goals. He's even working on punting. He's just trying to improve in all phases of the game. But he's definitely made tremendous strides in both his PAT field goals and his kickoffs.
I would mention the punt game, but we haven't punted so far in 2017. Let's hope that trend continues. Wouldn't it be nice to not see a punter for quite some time?
Oh, that'd be great, especially if we don't have turnovers to go along with. But yes, we haven't seen our punt team work yet. We work our punt team a lot in practice because when you need them, you want them to be ready. But yeah, so far, knock on wood, we haven't had to use them in any of our ball games.
Coach, injury-wise, I saw Alfonso Clinch limp off last Friday night. How we come out of the game injury-wise?
Well, we're okay. He had a bruised thigh. He's healthy now. He's running around, and he'll be good to go for Friday. We still have a couple sprained ankles. Trimmings was able to practice this week. Matter of fact, he was putting up on the ball and having all those up hands
okay
today. But he's made a lot of improvements, so he's around 90%, but he will play on Friday. And the other one is still hit and miss is TJ Carmina. He ran around a little bit this morning, and then he ran around at practice a little bit, but still no contact. He's a little ginger, so he is doubtful. He might dress, but if he dresses, he'll be in a reserve role, if anything.
Is it kind of one of those high ankle sprains that you never know when they're going to heal?
Right, it's a high ankle sprain. He was real ginger on it, but he's doing everything that he needs to do. All the swelling is now out of it. He's running, but he can't cut. And if he can't cut and he can't generate any power, then I don't want to risk hurting him down the road. If he has another week rest, maybe 2 weeks rest, he'll be ready to go.
Coach, we go to Wayne County Friday night to play the Yellow Jackets, and got some friends up there. They're excited. They're waiting on the Pirates to come to town, and they're excited. Up there, they can't wait for us to get there. So they go to Valdosta last week, and they beat Valdosta 23-13 in Valdosta, which is no easy task. They're 2-0, and they're waiting on us. Talk a little bit about Wayne County, what they do on offense, what they do on defense, and what kind of problems they might pose for us.
Well, we just got through talking about special teams and how important it is. In two of their games, they blocked 2 punts for touchdowns. So that tells you right there that they put a lot of emphasis in that as well. And they actually should have beat Valdosta by another touchdown. They had a pick six called back and a touchdown called back. They had 2 touchdowns called back in that game. But the pick six, I couldn't find the penalty. That was there. But apparently Valdosta, the officials threw one on Wayne, but their defense is dynamic. Their defense is going to be a basic defense. It's a 4-3 scheme, cover 2, and they rely on just being fundamentally sound. They don't beat themselves. and their offense, they are a spread attack, real similar to us. But the one thing I have not seen them able to do is sustain drives. All their touchdowns, all their stuff have come on big plays, whether it's the running back breaking an 80-yard touchdown or then scoring on a hook and ladder, stuff like that, a deep post over in the middle of the field. That's the way they've been scoring. They haven't been able to sustain, or I haven't seen them sustaining the drives in the two ball games that I've been on.
Talk a little bit about, I know you were telling me they had a dynamic receiver up there, and how good is this guy?
Oh, Coach's son.
Coach's son.
Yeah, Coach's son that just moved in immediately made them a several player. I forgot his name. He's number four. You'll see him playing. He has a knee brace on his knee. He had a little hyperextension over the summer. But the kid is a very good football player. He's a very smart football player. He knows how to dissect the defense. He knows how to settle on zone. He's got good hands and good speed to go with it. He's a competitor. So, he's definitely added dimension to the game to go along with number 11. He's another wide receiver they have that's really good. They had three or four good wide receivers, and they have a very good running back, number 29. He's very physical and big, real similar to the kid we saw at Coffey. They just run a different style than Coffey does, where he's not so much downhill.
Coach, talk a little bit about the quarterback. What kind of quarterback play did he have?
Consistent. Yeah, the kid is a returning starter from last year. He's a consistent player. Our defense is going to have to be on their toes. They're going to have to step up and make good plays. You're going to have to stay poised. They got to understand their game plan. They got to watch film. They got to study, which we've been talking to them about, make sure they know where he's at. This is a good quarterback. He's solid.
Coach, college football kicked off in the Forest last weekend. Your thoughts on the first weekend of college football? I know you watched quite a bit.
I try to watch some of it, but you don't get to watch as much as you like during football season. I'm really watching a lot of high school football. On Saturdays and Sundays, I'm breaking down film. A lot of times we break down our own self on Saturdays, and then Sundays we break down our opponents. But we did get to watch some college football. We got to watch Georgia play for a little bit, watch them blow out App State. It was all over the Florida State Alabama game, and I hate to say it, but I kind of fell asleep right there at the end of that game. Just wore out, just tired.
Somebody I do a radio show with on Saturday morning said the App State game was going to be down to the wire, but he may be in attendance tonight, I don't know. But
you think he just says things to get under your skin?
He may do that. He may do that.
I know there was some earlier making a Notre Dame comment.
Who you got, Notre Dame and Georgia, Saturday?
I have Georgia. I think it's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be very difficult for Georgia to go to Notre Dame and win. But I'm not pulling against Georgia here. I think Georgia can pull this off.
And a big game in the South. We'll close it out on this. Auburn and Clemson playing at Clemson this weekend, defending national champs. What do you think?
Clemson. I'm not pulling against Clemson. I think
they're pretty good.
They are, and then also I really respect their coach. He's a great guy when you get to know him and talk to him. And I also watched a little bit of that show. What's the show on Netflix? The Last Chance U.
Yeah.
Don't like the decisions that Auburn makes, the character of people that they put on their team. So with them putting character people like that on their team, I would not be cheering for Auburn in anything.
Well, Auburn's the last stop for every. Never mind. We'll get to another question. Coach, one last. You got anything to say to our fans in attendance tonight before we close it out and get ready for Wayne County?
I appreciate them coming. Matter of fact, two of our players just showed up. Aubrey was on the show last week, and Alonzo Brown, who we just got through. I just got them talking about it, just walked in. So
well, bring Alonzo.
Come here, Alonzo.
Yeah, we'll ask him a couple of questions.
Yeah. There you go.
Alonzo, you've had 2 weeks, two big monster games last week, two catches for 107 yards, 68-yard touchdown on the first play of the game. Talk a little bit about playing in this offense and talk about what you got to do better to get better as a receiver to get to the next level.
I feel like I got to get better mentally. Stop letting everything get in my head. I love the offense that Coach got. It's perfect. I feel like I get better mentally.
Is it fun playing? It's fun playing in this offense, isn't it?
A lot of fun. A
especially when you were running wide open by 15 or 20 yards. Exactly. When that ball was in the air, what were you telling yourself? Man, don't drop this football. Just look it in, or just, I mean, you,
I just focused in, like, slow motion. All
right, Alonzo, good luck this Friday night, and thank you for being on the show. Well, good luck Friday night, Coach, and let's go get Wayne Kelly.
Oh, yeah, we'll go get him. It's funny listening to Alonzo talk right here because he's kind of shy on the radio, yeah. But when he's out on that football field, he's a jabberbox.
That's the quietest I ever heard him, but maybe we'll put the mic on him a few more times this year. All right, thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Moondoggies and join us every Wednesday night at 7 for the Sean Pender Show. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Grant signing off, and as always, go Pirates.
Go Pirates.